You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Last week we talked about America in trouble and what it is that has brought us to the point we find ourselves. We are in financial trouble, as well as mentally and emotionally. And I don't think anyone could deny our moral and our spiritual problems. As a matter of fact, that's the reason that we have the problems that we have, is because that we have moral and spiritual problems. And God warned our peoples in His Word 3,400 years ago of some of the evils and problems that would befall our peoples in the latter days. Now, I've read much from Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26 and previous programs here, and I hope that you personally have taken the time to read those chapters as well, because that's only two of the places, and they're kind of in a nutshell, we could say, that God has pronounced the evils that would befall us in our latter days. And much of that is for today, prophecy for our day now. But notice what it says in Deuteronomy 31 and verse 28. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 28, a warning that God has given us here. Moses is speaking, and this is spoken just a few days before Israel went over into the promised land. Inspired by God here, he said, "Gather to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their hearing and call heaven and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death, you will become utterly corrupt." Now think about that, my friends. Utterly corrupt. Now the earth was corrupt before the flood, wasn't it? And what did God do? Well, He brought a flood on the earth because the earth was so corrupt, had only found one man that was righteous at that time. "For I know that after my death, you will become utterly corrupt." Now He isn't setting any date on this, but we do know that Israel become so corrupt that they went into captivity their final time back in 721, 722 B.C., and Judah followed about 130 years later. It says, "And you will turn aside from the way which I have commanded you." And as we brought out last week on our program, that way was the way of God, the way of God's law that He had commanded them to follow. And God says, if you want evils to befall you, you just forget me, turn your back on my law, and you're going to bring these evils upon yourself. That's so plain in so many places in God's Word. It says, evil will befall you in the latter days. Now, we are in the latter days, aren't we? And we see many evils out there. "Because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke Him to anger through the work of your hands." This is a prophecy for our day now, the day that we're living in. And as a matter of fact, Christ and the apostles warned the world, as well as the nations of Israel, of the end time calamity. You can read of that back in Matthew 24 and verse 12. And there's only one verse here that I want to bring out to you. Matthew 24 and verse 12, we read this. "And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold." Now, are we living in a time of lawlessness, my friends? What would you say if someone asked you if you saw or heard of any lawlessness in this town, in your town, or in this nation? Now, do you think that lawlessness is on the decrease, or is it on the increase? Yes, lawlessness is on the increase, here in our nation as well as the world over. Not too difficult to figure that out, is it? But what is lawlessness? Well, 1 John 3:4 says this, "Sin is, or lawlessness, or iniquity, is the transgression of the law." Speaking about God's law, the Ten Commandments, and that includes the Sabbath, Saturday of the Sabbath as well. Notice in Matthew 24 again, let's go back to Jeremiah 30 and verse 14. Speaking of this same time that we're just reading about here, Jeremiah 30 and verse 14. a prophecy to Israel, a prophecy for this latter day, says, all your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities. Yes, we're in the predicament that we're in as a world and as a nation because of the multitude of our iniquities, lawlessnesses, sin. For the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. Now, do you think that sins, iniquity, is on the increase? That's not too hard to figure out, is it? You can remember the time when you weren't afraid to go to bed and not lock your doors. Many of you out there listening to my voice now can remember those times. You can remember the time when you didn't have to fear terrorists and drug addicts and alcoholics and so on. Many evils we could go on and list that has come up on our nation and that has come up on our land. Verse 15 here says, why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities. Because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. Yes, God is telling us that because that our sins have increased, He has allowed these things to come upon us. That was in Jeremiah 30, verses 14 and 15, if you'd like to go back there and read that. Notice back in Matthew 24 again, Matthew 24, verses 21 through 22. God has more to say about the time that we're living in. Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. For then there will be great tribulation, as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. Speaking of the time that we're headed into right now, we are on the threshold of the time that God is predicting here, that Christ is predicting in this verse. For then will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. Can you imagine what a time that's going to be, my friends? You need to imagine that time and begin to change your way of life. It says, verse 22, and unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. It's going to get that bad. Now, you may wonder who the elect are. Well, I can tell you, my friends, the elect will be those and are those now that have repented of their sins, repented of breaking God's law, have accepted the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, have been baptized, and have received God's Spirit, and they have begun to walk in newness of life, following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, which He said, I have kept my Father's commandments. That will be those that Christ will save alive, save this earth because of the elect, because He don't want them destroyed. And you had better be glad that there will be an elect there. So this earth will be spared, at least to a great degree here, as Christ is bringing out. Notice what it says in Daniel 12 and verse 1, speaking of the same time here, as we're just reading about in Jeremiah and in Matthew 24, Daniel 12 and verse 1, at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. Yes, the same time that Christ spoke of here. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, every one who is found written in the book of life. That's in Daniel 12, verses 1. Notice in Jeremiah 30 and verse 7. Jeremiah 30 and verse 7, we read of this same event that we've just been reading about here. And when you realize when some of these things were spoken, this was spoken, Jeremiah spoke back in the 5th century B.C., a prophecy that is for our day now. Notice what it says, Jeremiah 30 and verse 7. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. The same day, the same time that we read about in Daniel 12, Matthew 24 there, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble. And I've been telling you on this broadcast that we're on the threshold of Jacob's trouble, and we're headed right into that time now. But he shall be saved out of it. Now, God doesn't say he will be saved from it, but saved out of it. Now, we're going to have to go through it before we wake up. Yes, my friends, America's heyday is speedily coming to an end, and we have no healing medicines for our problems because we are searching in the wrong places. We're searching for healing medicines in the wrong places. We are leaning on our own understanding, the way that seems right to a man, and our lawlessness is on the increase. And God's patience and blessings and protection are running out. Now, you may think that God would never do this to a nation that he has chosen. You may think that his patience would never run out. Well, now, did his patience run out when he brought the flood upon the pre-flood world? Did his patience run out on Sodom and Gomorrah? Was his patience ready to run out in the city of Nineveh when they repented? So God's patience is running out on America, on Britain, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the British Commonwealth of Peoples. The only way America will avoid the time of Jacob's trouble is to turn to our God. But there's a very slim chance that we will do that. A very slim chance that we will do that. But you can as an individual. God said, if you seek him, he will be found by you. Yes, if you seek God, God says he will be found by you. And that means much more than just saying, I believe, or I give my heart to the Lord. Yes, it means repent of your sins. Repent of breaking God's law, which is sin. The transgression of sin is the transgression of the law is sin. And that's what God is speaking of here. If you want to protect yourself and have God's blessings, if you want God's protection and God's blessings, you need to repent of breaking God's law. Accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Yes, that's a big part of it. And begin to walk in newness of life, as Paul tells us in his writings. And begin to walk in Christ's footsteps, keeping God's law. Then, my friend, you have a much better chance of being protected of this terrible time that lies ahead. And I think that you know and realize that we're already on the threshold of. Request our free articles. What must America do to regain God's protection and blessings? And what do you mean, repent? Now, all you have to do to receive those articles is just dial 1-800-611-8080. What must America do to regain God's protection and blessings? And what do you mean, repent? Dial 1-800-611-8080. Or if you'd like to call locally, just dial 573-238-2480. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.